As 2025 gets off to a roaring start, there's going to be no less events than we had last year for you to attend and learn about things like healthcare and growing this community. I'm talking with Shannon Davis over at Central Peninsula Hospital, where I am at the moment, as Dine and Discuss has returned. Shannon, this is something that was very popular before when you had the Dine and Discuss. People can come out, have a meal, meet a doctor, and learn about how they can stay healthy. And it was such a great thing, and now it's back, and I was impressed to see, I guess there's over 60 people already here tonight, for the beginning of Dine and Discuss. Tell me about the program, and will it be continued throughout the year?
Meryl, we are thrilled to have brought back Dine and Discuss. It's been a goal for several years. You're right. This has been an incredibly popular program in the past. It's been going for over 20 years, and we paused it. And just when COVID happened, our last Dine and Discuss with CPH was February 20th of 2020. So I couldn't be more thrilled to have it back tonight. We have over 65 people in the room right now listening to a presentation from Dr. Samuel Adams with Kenai Spine on ways to keep your spine healthy.
I have to admit, Dr. Adams looks like a kid.
He looks young, doesn't he?
But boy, does he know what he's talking about.
He is an expert, and we're so lucky to have him here at CPH taking care of our community members. And I'm very excited to tell you that Dine and Discuss is going to be held all year long. It's going to be held on Thursdays at 5:30, from 5:30 to 7 on the third Thursday of every month.
Now, of course, this is a very popular subject because anybody that gets a little advanced in age is going to have some problems with their skeletal system. You're going to have a pain in the back. That's going to happen. And the things that we seem to be learning in there today in the group that is assembled, these will be things that will help them prevent major things from happening in the future. So it's a great community service. Is the hospital sponsoring this? And how's it all working, Shannon?
Well, absolutely, the hospital is the core sponsor, but we also have a sponsor of a partnership organization, which is Central Peninsula Health Foundation, and their sponsorship is allowing us to subsidize dinner tickets, so people can attend these events for free. That's one of the goals of the hospital, is to help the community be healthier. But if they would like to have a delicious dinner while they're learning about their health, they are welcome to buy a ticket for only $15.
That's a full meal deal. I mean, you've got prime rib, not prime rib, but it's maybe tri-tip or something, but it's steak and all the trimmings.
We have we always have a hot entree that's just delicious, a starch, a fruit tray, salad, and drinks, and then a delicious dessert as well. You can't go to many places in town and get a meal like that for only $15. It's a great deal.
Yeah, it is great. Now, the other thing that was very popular in 2024 was the walk with a doc. Early morning people out there walking on the track, and that had really grown as far as participation level. Is that going to also continue in 25?
Yeah, we are thrilled that we now have Dine and Discuss to augment Walk with a Doc as well. So Walk with a Doc is still taking place on the first Wednesday of every month. And through a partnership with the City of Soldotna, those walks are being held currently in the Soldotna Regional Sports Complex very early in the morning at 7:30 on the first Wednesday. But as we move into summertime, we will be moving into 5 o'clock walks on the school track at Sohi. And then we are thrilled with the possibility of the opening of the field house in Soldotna. And at that point in September, we will be moving to the field house track.
The thing I really appreciate about the walk with a doc is you get to know the doc personally, and it's not just going into the office or making an appointment and then having to listen to all of that. You can ask your questions, and the physicians that I've walked with have been really wonderful as far as addressing your personal issues.
You know, it's really fabulous that we live in such a small community that we can just have one-on-one access with our doctors, and they are all so caring and so giving of their time. I would invite anybody to participate in both of these opportunities each month. And if people are interested and want to see which topics are coming up, because the topics rotate with every single event, we have a new events calendar on cpgh.org. So again, that's cpgh.org. www.ohh.org, and there's an event calendar that all of the dates and topics will be listed on.
So you can make your plan for the coming year. You know, when Dr. Russell retired the other night, it was kind of sad, but there's a tradition with Dr. Gady, Dr. Isaac, Alex Russell, and Dr. Sangster that brought a heart of healing here to the peninsula. That as I see these doctors that I've never met before, they seem to be following in that tradition and in those footsteps. So, Shannon, thank you for having these community events. It's not just a sterile, very professional thing, but we can, again, have personal health care here at RCPH.
Meryl, we're so lucky to have the quality of health care that we have, and the communities that we live in is what draws such talented people here. Thank you for helping us get the word out.
Well, we're lucky to have you as the marketing director, too, at Central Peninsula Hospital with Shannon Davis. I'm Meryl Sikorsky, returning you to that dying and disgusting sound of KSRM.